Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
Well, hello everybody out there. Melina Boswell here, co-founder of New Wealth Advisors Club. And today I have special guests in the studio with me, my son, David Boswell.
Hello.
And my other son, Andrew Boswell.
Hello, hello.
And also Mr. Tim Wilkinson.
Hi.
Yeah, so I call the boys my dragons. So got my dragons in the studio, which is awesome. So today we thought we would share maybe just a little bit of what we're doing in our own personal real estate flipping business, in our own business, and maybe how I'm doing things that I've been telling people not to do. Tim pointed out to me how I have created rules, I guess, inside of the club, inside of our training. Not rules necessarily, but we have, I don't know, do's and don'ts, I suppose.
Right.
Because our training is set up to put people into action and to actually become real estate investors. And so what I teach people to do is stay in the lane that I know is going to produce fruit for them. And so then I also say, you know, stay away from these things because there's things that are pitfalls and distractions. And one of those is, and how do I know they're pitfalls and distractions? Because I've walked the walk. And so one of the things I've told people to stay away from is mobile homes. It's been one of my, like, stay, don't do this. And I've done this with lots of other strategies and things. I tell people don't do them. And then, you know, as the market shifts, our strategies have to shift. And so I will not change my training or my perspective on a specific strategy unless I've been able to prove the opposite myself. I'm a big believer in doing and then teaching. That's actually why I think our training is so powerful. It's because it's very practical. And so going back to mobile homes, I find myself in a mobile home park. And so, Tim, why do we tell people to stay away from mobile homes?
We tell people to stay away from mobile homes for, excuse me, for a lot of different reasons. Partly, I think, because people tend to see the lower price point as a deal.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's a deal. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I believe buying in mobile home parks is like kind of like buying in a homeowners association,
yeah,
only like on steroids, because mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different rules. You may or may not be able to have renters, things of that nature, mm-hmm. Inside of a mobile home park. So there's a lot to mobile home parks, mm-hmm. And if you're not buying the mobile home park.
Right.
With air quotes for those of you on the radio. If you're not buying the mobile home park, then, you know, buying a $10,000 trailer with a $1,200 a month space rent may not be the best option for you. So from a newbie's perspective, we tend to tell people just kind of stay away.
Right. And in general, mobile homes depreciate in value.
Right.
So that's the other thing, you know, and we've been in a market, we've been in a seller's market, a hot seller's market, which means we've had, you know, get in, get out, get paid as quickly as we can, because that's the correct strategy when you're in an upticky market. And as we begin to see the market correct and we're a little flat, and I believe we are headed into the downturn, I try to be ahead of the market, and I'm very conservative in my own personal investing strategies. So I tend to be, you know, I put the brakes on much, much sooner. So I've been concerned about the velocity of the market, like how quickly it's been going up. It's obvious that the market is going to correct and decline, because that's what it does, right? The fact that the market goes up and down is how we make money. And so the trick is always to be ahead of the curve. And so as I'm watching the market shift, we start, you know, rethinking and reanalyzing our strategies. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so one of the things that I have always wanted to do is have a beach house. Right. So I raised my kids, you know, Southern California, and we spent summers at Huntington Beach, so much time down in Huntington Beach, and we really love it down there. So there was this idea that we just wanted to have a place to get away. So I started making some moves, and I found a mobile home right on PCH, which is, you know, a great thing to do. And we've been renting there for a while, and I do what I teach people to do, which is I make sure that I introduce myself to everybody I can, and I let everybody know what I do, that I am a real estate investor and that I'm always looking for houses to buy. So that being said, we came across an opportunity in the park to buy a mobile home. So I brought it to David and said, hey. And he said, what? I thought we don't do mobile homes. So you want to talk a little bit about what your experience was with that, David?
Yeah, well, I think my first question was how much.
Yeah. Should we tell people how much?
Well, what did he say originally? How much?
Oh, 95,000.
95,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Spoon and I were sitting there, and I think you texted us.
I did.
And, well, we started renting originally. Mm-hmm. What was your intention renting? Like, why did you want to, why were you comfortable just renting?
Yeah, mainly because I wanted a place that was reasonable in price. This is going to be a second home for us, sort of a vacation home. So I want something. We don't need a mansion. We don't need a million-dollar mansion on the beach. My thing is I want to be close to the ocean. And I actually said I just need a door and a bed, frankly. Mm-hmm. As long as I can be close to the ocean, I don't really care. I don't need – it's not – yeah.
We looked for buying, like to buy something, right? Mm-hmm. And that almost wasn't an option, right? Did you look around and?
Yeah, I looked, but it's just, yeah, we could, but it just didn't make any, just didn't make sense to do.
Yeah.
Right? Not for us in our time right now.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, we just mentioned that the market is shifting. So I think 5 years from now is probably a better time to buy a house on the beach than today.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're planting, you know, seeds and making moves to start doing that right now.
Yeah, I remember you said that you were okay because when you basically just said you were renting a beach house. Like you pretty much text us, you know, before we were even looking at possibly buying one. She said, "I'm getting a beach house," and I've actually sent pictures of paperwork and.
Yeah, I guess that is how I roll, don't I?
So for me, you were renting. You know, we were renting, mm-hmm. which renting automatically to me just seems like throwing money into a pot and, mm-hmm. or just into the fire pit. Mm-hmm. You know? So,
who taught you that?
Yeah, right. So, well, which is kind of why I was a little bit curious as to why, you know, mm-hmm. for me it was strange. But I realized quickly, I think what resonated was, if you don't get down there for us, you know, we wanted to be there. You wanted to be there, and we were going to be there one way or the other. So,
absolutely.
You know, for us to just kind of move into a renting position, and you just said, we'll get down there and we'll find something. We'll start talking to people. We'll figure it out, and then we'll get our opportunity to buy. And when you said that, I anticipated something like, I don't know, maybe a year down the road or a couple years down the road, we would have to build a bunch of relationships. And
yeah.
Turns out you just have to tell a couple people around you, and so next thing you know, we know what was it, 95,000?
Yeah,
and
it wasn't. It was not even 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. So what happened was I went away alone. The reason that I was sending pictures and made the decision is because I decided the beginning of the year that I wanted to just go be alone, and so I went to the beach by myself and I spent a few days alone, and it was during that time that I realized I really do need a place down at the beach, and so I just made the decision that I'm going to go find one. And so I don't even know if I told you guys I was going to go find one. I think maybe I said I'm going to rent this place. And once I made the decision, I found it that same day. And it's what I do. Shoot, ready, aim. And
tell them about our neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
About our next door neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, first day I think I got there and met the neighbor. And, you know, I'll be, he flips houses. Mm-hmm. So it was just cool to build relationship, and I just started talking to people that are my neighbors, and within 3 weeks, I got somebody showed up at my house one day and said, "Hey, this place is going to be coming up for sale, mm-hmm. and it's not listed, and it's not on the market." So all the things that I had already, you know, let people know I'm looking for, I let people know I'm a cash buyer, and I will absolutely perform. It's what I do. And so, yeah.
Yeah, if the price is right.
If the price is right, absolutely.
I think when you first started, what's his name, Mike? Mm-hmm. We first started talking to Mike and we found out how much he got his place for. Mm-hmm. I think when we started talking about the numbers, we realized quickly that just because it was a mobile home, it doesn't mean that there's not a lot of opportunity, and obviously that has a lot to do with the location, or everything to do with the location.
Everything to do with the location,
but
for sure.
Do we want to talk about prices? Can we say numbers on here? Do we?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a problem with prices. People right. need to know that we know how to get prices at their properties at a discount, I think.
Right.
So, well, the...
Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I have been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
People right. need to know that we know how to get prices at their properties at a discount, I think.
Right.
So, well, the what do you think? Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can just tell them where we ended up. We don't need to, you know, negotiations, negotiation 101. It's an actual class. So, I mean, well, I don't want to spill all my tactics.
Okay, so when we started talking to Mike about numbers, I realized, holy crap, there's a lot of opportunity to make money here when you can buy for, you know, these prices. So
that's the best thing, because as real estate investors, what we do is we're always on the look. You know, we're always looking for a deal, always, no matter what. And I tell my students that all the time. You should never, ever, ever be around people and not tell them what you do, ever. Hmm. On top of being very intentional, right, in where you, you know, choose to be. So this is a new opening for us, something that we've never done before. So we ended up being able to buy that place for $75,000. And we know we can easily resell it after a week, because it's trashed, so, which is great. That's what we do: take something ugly, make it pretty. And really, we know when we're done, we could sell it for, I don't know, $160,000.
Mm-hmm. The truth is, we could, in the condition it's in right now, Andrew and I could clear it out, mm-hmm. and we could do just basic work in there and sell it for $100,000 probably, mm-hmm. as soon as summertime hits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Go ahead. There's also a lot of opportunity right now that we're seeing in, you know, to kind of back up a second, one of the things I was chuckling about over here is that I realized that, you know, recently I've been hearing a lot that the younger age group, you know, millennials that are mm-hmm. coming through and they're coming of age to purchase houses.
Yeah.
And most of the, like, what we're hearing is, and what we're seeing is that millennials don't necessarily want to buy houses. They don't want to buy cars. They'd rather rent a car. There's a whole new business out there where you can rent a car month to month.
Yep.
So we have this mindset that is coming around for renters, mm-hmm. of people that are okay not having, quote, the American dream,
yeah.
and being okay renting. So I was just kind of chuckling that you're just right there. As far as you renting, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, why go buy a $5 million house on the beach that you're going to be at a couple days a week, maybe,
exactly.
when you can rent a place and mm-hmm. and have your getaway and have everything you want? And on top of that, maybe forge a whole new opportunity inside of what we do, which is educate people on different ways to make money and different ways to be involved in real estate. So I think about that, and then when we talk about a $75,000 beach house that we're in the business of making ugly things beautiful, mm-hmm. That place is going to be a beautiful beach house by the time we're done with it,
right?
And we're in a perfect market, in a perfect location, mm-hmm. like literally right on the beach, mm-hmm. for renters and right. for this particular. Trailer park allows for renters.
Yes.
It allows for potentially short-term renters, Airbnb, things of that nature that we've already talked about as far as, you know, we're doing Airbnb in other locations. And it just – different business models in this market open up the possibility to purchase real estate in a lot of different creative ways, in ways that weren't – they didn't really make sense 5 years ago, at least not for us.
Totally. That is exactly right. That's the most exciting thing, I think, for me right now, is that's where we're headed. And there is something, you know, it may sound silly, but there is – you do get into a rut, right, of buying a house, you know, and you start fixing it and you, you know, and then you flip it and it all starts to just look the same, right? It can become very monotonous. And so when there's an opportunity for something new like this, it's very exciting. I find myself really reinvigorated and really excited about moving forward with this, right, which is awesome. So, So the beauty is, you asked, well, so what are we going to do with it, right?
I did, because we don't have an exit strategy.
We don't even, he said, do we have an exit strategy yet? Nope. Which is brilliant, right? What does that mean, Tim?
What does it mean that...
Yeah, that we don't have to have an exit strategy yet.
Oh, it means we bought it right. No, at the end of the day, if we can do whatever we want with it, we're in a position right now where, you know, it could replace the rental you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And be a better investment than renting. Like from David's perspective of feeling like, as for obviously David isn't of the same millennial mindset of renting, but you know, just getting rid of that rent and putting yourself in one that you own is a different conversation entirely. So it works from every angle, based on the purchase price, based on the network that we have, based on the just based on the market, our market as it is right now.
Yeah. Something that we always teach, you know, you make your money on your buy, right?
Right.
You get paid on your exit. So the question is, how do we want to get paid? That's really the only question that's left for us to answer, which is an awesome question to have to answer, which kind of leads into the next podcast that we are going to record, which is the idea of, you know, changing strategies in a changing market and opportunities inside of a changing market.
Right.
So maybe we'll do a follow-up podcast to the Huntington Beach scenario, right?
In 10 years when we have stopped living there or stopped using it.
Once we've acquired the entire park.
Yeah, once we own the park.
There is something to mobile home parks, obviously, and especially when we find ourselves in a housing crisis like we do right now. And then, of course, whether that's a perceived crisis or it's a real crisis is up for grabs. But there is definitely conversation about a housing crisis that we find ourselves in right now. So mobile homes are something that we need to, we've been talking a lot about and considering, right? So.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
This is, I'm more excited about this probably than anything else that we're doing. And that's for just the simple fact that, I mean, the situation is we're in a rental right now down, I mean, just a few hundred feet from our newest flip. And so my brother and I are, we're going to be able to hang out on the beach, longboard over to our flip and, you know, work until we get sick of working and then have a place to lay our heads right next door. And meanwhile, we're on the beach. It's just, it's like incredible. And so I'm really excited. And the cool thing is about this rehab is, you know, we're beachfront, and so it's like anything goes. You know, you can you can get as creative and Pinteresty, and you know, we're gonna do so much crazy stuff. And what I think, if I'm being honest, what I think is gonna end up happening is I don't think we'll ever get rid of it.
That's what I meant when I said 10 years.
Right.
I think you guys are gonna fall in love with it.
Yeah, and but at the same time, I think there's a really good opportunity that we'll have it up for short-term rental, so maybe everyone else can experience how cool it's going to be too. You know,
he said Pinteresty.
That, thanks to Spoon. That's a
is that a
she always says that, and it's true. There's a lot of cool stuff on Pinterest, actually.
Interesting. Spoon built
DIY DIY.
She built a table. She built a table she saw on Pinterest, which is cool.
Pretty cute.
Yeah, Andrew, what are you the most excited about? Like, what excites you the most about this Huntington Beach thing?
I just think that there's just a lot of opportunity in it. It's really cool. We get to pick and choose whatever we want to do with it. It is something that can be long term, or I mean, who knows? The market we might have something crazy happen, and we sell it for a huge profit too, out of nowhere. Just never know.
That's true too.
That's the coolest thing about it.
Yeah, it is a beachfront property.
Yeah. Yeah,
for $75,000.
Yeah, and yeah, and you know, it's funny. I was just thinking about this. About it's kind of like the river, right? It's like the river house. This is actually exactly what we did with the river house. I was just now thinking about that. How we bought a mobile home down at the river. For do you guys know how? Do you know how much we bought that for?
Yeah, $10,000.
$10,000. Mm. Yeah, yeah. We bought that house for $10,000. Because I happened to be, you know, out doing what I do in the late afternoon and walked up on a couple having a fight.
Snoopy.
Well, they were like outside yelling. And so I just, you know, and then I literally heard him say, you know, we're going to sell this place. And he put the for sale by owner sign in the window. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hi. Opportunity knocks. That's what actually happened, and that turned out to be a great investment. Mm-hmm. So, other people, when they heard that I got that property, like I did, so many people came around and were trying to, you know, I'll give you $20,000 right now. I was like, bye, no thanks.
$10,000, and then what? Put how much into it?
Well, we kept that place for, let's see, I think we kept it for 4 or 5 years. And over the time, you know, we
redid everything.
Completely redid the whole thing, yeah. And I don't know, I want to guess. And we did all the work ourselves.
$30,000 maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that. And then we sold it for, I think, $180,000.
5 years later, after.
After enjoying we used it for 5 years.
I was going to say, plus all the money you saved by not renting somebody else's lake house.
And actually, you know what? It was in a mobile home park, and we rented... We rented it out to snowbirds from New Year's until Easter every year, and the amount they paid us in the rent covered the space rent for the entire year. So it actually cost us no money. It was a smart deal. So I'm looking to do something like that again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know that we'll ever outgrow the beach house like we did the river house. Mm. Yeah, we did outgrow the river house. Well, we outgrew it just because we didn't go as often. Mm-hmm. So yeah. All right. Well, I think we should start talking about changing acquisitions in a changing market next. And for those of you out there, we're going to give you the TV magic or the show business magic. What do you call it?
The illusion of Hollywood.
Which is that we're going to do another podcast another day, but we're not. We're going to do another podcast in just a few minutes. Don't give away secrets. All right.
I don't have to change my shirt now.
Exactly. Until then, we are the Boswells. We are NWAC, and we are out.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.